This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net. Karen Jaworski is a senior product manager at CA Wiley Technology, where she's responsible for managing the company's service-oriented architecture initiatives, including the CA SOA Manager product. Karen, thanks a lot for joining us on this podcast.
Thank you, Rio.
Karen, today we are talking about how CA is helping enterprises take on the challenges of increasing web application complexity. What are some of the challenges IT teams face when it comes to managing the performances of SOAs and web services?
So that's a really good question. And Rio, from talking to a series of customers, we see the same challenges arising again and again and again. First, just trying to understand when a problem arises within the enterprise, what is the source of that problem? Customers say that when they're implementing web services and the distributed nature of an SOA, everything all of a sudden becomes a black box. And so trying to just understand how a web service is performing alongside all the other components, the other key pieces of the infrastructure, is one of the things that they're asking us to help them do. We also see that oftentimes what happens is when an architecture team gets together for an SOA, they create this beautiful blueprint of how the transactions should now be flowing through their entire infrastructure. But the reality is often very different than what that blueprint looks like. And so, again, what they need to understand is, what is really happening with their SOA transactions, with their web services transactions, at the time that they might be experiencing some failure or some outage. And then finally, many of our customers also need the ability to just maintain an audit trail of some of those transactional responses, because web services are an interface externally, internally, but they're a key component within the enterprise that has vital transactions going through them. And so they want to maintain that audit trail of all those transactions and be able to alert upon those, report upon those, et cetera. So the key three challenges that customers continuously ask us to help them with are problem isolation, transaction mapping, and then transaction verification.
Now, Karen, web services are often provided by third parties. How can consumers of these services monitor performance of a credit bureau web service, for example?
Well, one of the key things that we've seen with our customers is that they, when they start exposing their business through web services, this is actually a very critical transaction for them. When your business is exposed through a web service, you have the ability to be placed alongside your competitors. And actually, one customer that we worked with, what they wanted to do was be able to fail over and pick and choose a web service interface based upon partner performance or delivery. And so if your web service is failing, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. So one of the key things that you need to constantly be aware of is when you are working with third parties, when you are exposing your business to third parties, you need to always be on top of what the availability of that service is, what the transaction response times are, what the number of errors are, what kind of errors you're seeing within your infrastructure. But most importantly, you need to be able to do proactive notification around SLAs. You need to be able to know before you start failing your delivery of that service, you need to know that your web service is going to experience an outage.
What roles in the IT organization are typically responsible for ensuring SOA application performance as well as availability?
So it's interesting because I think that the industry still is in a place where it's trying to understand the different roles and responsibilities around SOA. And so I think one of the key things is that there's a web services architect who tends to be driving most of the SOA project. But the reality is that as customers become much more mature, they see this as a new technology that should be rolled into all of their application performance monitoring capabilities and features. And so the IT operations team is becoming extremely involved in SOA deployments, from being able to understand the runtime aspects and the runtime characteristics of an SOA. So as I was saying, it's an evolving set of roles where we try to work with the IT team is in that IT operations role, because we are a production real-time tool set, and we provide real-time information to that IT operation team so that they can ensure uptime, availability, et cetera, of their web services.
Karen, I'd like for you to hit on some of the key capabilities provided by CA's Wiley SOA Manager product, if you could do that.
Sure. Now, we can actually break down our feature set into three primary areas. The first is comprehensive transaction visibility, the ability to see 100% of all transactions all the time. So we have the ability to look at service requests and response. We have the ability to alert upon those and log all those. But not only that, we do the 24/7 monitoring of web services that gives us information around service operations and, you know, the standard performance and availability characteristics. That gives you the ability to do the root cause analysis of any of the services-related problems. And then the third and final area that we focus on is what I was just talking about earlier, the ability to proactively measure and monitor SLAs. Because we understand everything that sits underneath a web service, everything that composes the web service, and everything that affects the web service, we have the ability to proactively alert when things might be going down within your environment.
Let's talk a little bit about your plans with regard to management of emerging SOA technologies.
So what's interesting is that while we talk about web services, and a lot of people tend to use SOA and web services interchangeably, the reality is that SOA is not all about web services. There's a host of new technologies on the marketplace to solve this need for the loosely coupled architecture. We also have seen legacy technologies being applied to a services-oriented architecture. And so what we've done is any of the components that we currently manage, things like portals, MQ series, KICS, et cetera, we've applied the basic components, the basic concepts of SOA into those products. And so we have new feature sets within our management products. For instance, in the Wiley Portal Manager, we can manage distributed portals. But as I was saying, we also have some new technologies that have come out into the marketplace, including things like ESBs and process servers. And so as we move forward down our roadmap, we anticipate that we will be able to fully support some of the major ESBs and process servers that have been released onto the marketplace today. Things like the Aqualogic Service Bus, IBM's process server, the WebSphere ESB, et cetera.
Now, for those who are interested in learning more about solutions from CA Wiley Technology, where can they go?
Well, there's a couple different places to look. First off is, you know, obviously on the internet, www.ca.com. We also have a website specifically for Wiley Solutions at www.wileytech.com. But if you wanted to just inquire and get, you know, directly into our support team, you can call us at 1-888-GET-WILEY.
Karen Jaworski, Senior Product Manager at CA Wiley Technology. Thanks a lot for joining us on this podcast, Karen.